Hey, cigar aficionados, it's the King Dude. Did you know that the oldest colonial city in America is Grenada, Nicaragua? And Grenada is home to Mombacho Cigars. Every fresh quality Mombacho cigar is focused on three things: aroma, balance, and persistence. I love that trio and the rich yet never overpowering flavor of Mombacho Cigars, and you will too. To order, go to MikeChurch.com/Mombacho. And for a 10% discount, use our affiliate code Crusade10. That's MikeChurch.com/Mombacho. Coupon code Crusade10.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, February the 26th, 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For the best deal in the USA on a new or used Kia, shop where Mike Church shops for all of his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. A man pleads guilty to getting COVID money, a Second Amendment action in Missouri, and bishops warned against recent legislation. A 46-year-old Wisconsin man pleaded guilty Tuesday for fraudulently obtaining more than $1.2 million in COVID-19 relief loans. Thomas Smith admitted to lying about payroll expenses for 8 different companies in order to receive more than $1.2 million of the relief. Smith admitted to receiving a share of the Paycheck Protection Program funds from the companies involved in the plot and used the money towards, quote, personal expenses. Smith pleaded guilty to one count of bank fraud and is scheduled for sentencing on June the 2nd. In other news, an ordinance approved this week in a northern Missouri county would allow local deputies to arrest federal agents who are enforcing certain gun laws. The Mercer County, Missouri Second Amendment Preservation Act, approved Monday by the county commission, also seeks to nullify federal gun laws and regulations that have a, quote, chilling effect on firearm ownership. The ordinance, which took effect on Tuesday, includes an exception for Mercer County deputies who help federal agents arrest suspected criminals. Earlier this month, the Missouri House advanced a proposed law that would ban local police officers from enforcing federal gun laws, including using federal laws to take away people's guns. Finally, the House on Thursday passed the Equality Act, a bill that U.S. bishops have warned would trample religious freedom protections while codifying gender ideology in federal law. By a vote of 224 to 206, the House passed the Equality Act only 6 days after it was introduced on February the 18th. The legislation, sponsored by Representative David Cicilline of Rhode Island, recognizes sexual orientation and gender identity as protected classes under civil rights law and forbids discrimination on the basis of those classes in a number of areas. The U.S. Bishops' Conference has opposed the legislation, saying it upholds gender ideology and the redefinition of marriage and frames gender as simply a, quote, social construct. Furthermore, the conference warned that it would, quote-unquote, punish religious groups opposed to these beliefs. Our quote of the day comes from Saint Benedict of Nursia. Renounce yourself in order to follow Christ. Discipline your body. Do not pamper yourself, but love fasting. Coming up, our saint of the day: in the year 313, this gentle-mannered man was made Patriarch of Alexandria because of his kindness, fervent religiousness, and his great love of God. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hi-ya! Ka-chow! Oh-wa!
Oh, hey, don't mind me. I'm just over here at Bulldog Kia slashing prices so you get the most out of your tax return. Like a brand new 2021 Kia K5LX that was $25,055 MSRP. But I knocked it down to only $22,900 with KMF bonus cash of $1,000 and a dealer discount of $1,155. That's a savings of $2,155.
Hi-ya!
Save more of your tax money when you buy a new Kia from Bulldog Kia. All month long, I'll be cutting prices so you get a great deal on a new Kia. Come visit us in person on Atlanta Highway in Athens, next to Sam's Club, or online at BulldogKia.com.
Dealer retains all incentives and rebates. KMF bonus cash for those who qualify. Example stock number K21320 must take delivery by March 1st, 2021. Taxes, tax, title, and fees not included. See dealer for details. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia. Hi-ya!
Our saint of the day is Saint Alexander. He succeeded Saint Achillas as Bishop of Alexandria in the year 313. Alexander was a champion of Orthodox Catholic teaching. The majority of his ministry was dedicated to fighting against the Arian heresy. Arius, a priest of Alexandria, claimed Jesus was not truly God and that there was a time when the Son, the second person of the Trinity, did not exist. The bishop was gentle with Arius, but when Arianism started accumulating a larger following, Alexander finally excommunicated Arius. The sentence of excommunication was confirmed in the year 320. Alexander's epistle on the Arian heresy has survived and remains an important part of ecclesiastical literature. It is assumed that Saint Alexander drew up the Acts of the First General Council of Nicaea in the year 325, where Arianism was formally condemned. He died in Alexandria 2 years after his return from the council, and Saint Alexander was also famous for his charity to the poor and his doctrine on life. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has been all but absent from CNN news coverage as the beleaguered Democrat faces mounting criticism from his own party. The very bad run of news began with a report by New York's Attorney General alleging the state's nursing homes undercounted the number of coronavirus deaths. Things worsened when Democrat State Assemblyman Ron Kim accused Cuomo of threatening him in an effort to keep the allegations secret. And this week, a former aide to the governor, Lindsay Boylan, accused Cuomo of harassment, alleging there was a culture of, quote, pervasive harassment and bullying. Cuomo denied the allegations. At the Senate confirmation hearing for Joe Biden's attorney general nominee, Merrick Garland said he is open to investigating criminal misconduct in the state if confirmed. Send me your news tips to Ron at CrusadeChannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news, finding truth.